come come. She give me vanilla, make a chop chop chop. Then I party Jamila, we carry. But they make my medulla, they malfunction. Vanilla say make a come come. She give me vanilla, make a chop chop chop. Then I party Jamila, we carry. But they make my medulla, they malfunction. And I know they carry last, even though they are the dry last. So you know your friend carry.
Fresh 107.9 FM. Professionalism nurtured by experience.
Oh my man, doctor! Start to the clear!
I'm on a mental kiss. Start to the kiss. Now who they rock in this place? This monumental.
Beautiful track, calls that one Colomento. Beautiful track, I tell you. And with that one, we say welcome to the show. It is the platform right here on Nigeria's number one radio station, Fresh 107.9 FM. I'm Bill Kutan. My name is Benga Oreshegun. And yes, even though today, 11th of October, is the day of a girl child, but we might have to shift that, okay? And let's talk about what happened yesterday. Yes, yesterday was a World Mental Health Day. And we have professionals right here in the building. And we're still expecting more professionals to come in and join us. All right, so let's have a conversation about world mental health. Mental health. Because I know that there is a lot going around. You know, we need to pause for a moment. You know, just try and take a break from everything and probably examine our mental health. Let's talk about mental health today, ladies and gentlemen, because to answer questions, and we have professionals, like I said earlier, we have professionals in the studio to answer questions as long as advocacy and awareness is concerned. Now, I want to ask this morning, just a question. I want to ask this morning, this question. How is your mental health? That's the question. How is your mental health? And number two, how do you take care of your mental health? I saw someone the other day on social media about to jump off a bridge somewhere in Lagos. And another one was trying to maybe hang himself. You know, there are many individuals dealing with all kinds of issues in this life. And many of them, you ask them, oh, it's the country. Oh, it's the government. Oh, is this, is that, is this relationship, my man, is this, is that? The answer is mental health. And yes, indeed, the country can, in fact, drive you crazy sometimes. And even most times, but there are situations that, you know, that will exist irrespective of what is happening. And yes, if you also remember, it is even against the law to try to kill yourself. To attempt suicide is against the law. So you could even go to jail for it. But although we've been clamoring for the review of that part of the Constitution. Although it is sad that in this part of the world, we still have this stigma for people dealing with mental health challenges. And even for psychiatric, even to go to the psychiatric hospital, there's this kind of stigma about it. An example is, how many Nigerians will be willing or even bold enough to say that, to say it out, that, hey, I want to go and see a psychiatrist. I want to visit a psychiatric hospital. Oh, Nigerians will say, hey, what are you doing? Hey, you don't crazy, you don't kulu, you don't. Also, the stigma is all over the place. How many Nigerians will be able to do that? People don't want to talk about it in this part of the world. So, like I said, we have professionals right here in the building, right here in the studio. They'll answer questions when it comes to issue of mental health. And first in the studio, we have Helen Timitope Ogunremi. Am I right? Yes. Helen Timitope Ogunremi. She's the chairman, Association of Psychiatric Nurses, okay. Arrow Unit. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. And we also have a senior registrar of the Neuropsychiatric Hospital, Ara Abeokuta, Dr. Bolanle Olaposi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Please move straight. Move.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. And I also give a big shout out to Dr. Emmanuel Abayomi. Thank you so much for joining me in the studio. Appreciate you. You're always like my go-to person. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. All right, so let's quickly get into the meat of the matter. Let me start with Dr. Bolanle Olaposi, because Nigerians don't seem to pay so much attention to mental health. And in some quarters, some persons think when you talk about your mental health, you can be stigmatized. What is responsible for this? Before we go into what is mental health, but we just want, let's quickly talk about, why can't I talk about it like, I need to go to RO, and my fellow friend would not look at me and say, whoa, it's Yahweh, Gilo Shele, Shekasari, Shekasalo, that kind of thing. What do you have to say to this?
All right, thank you very much. I think the area of stigma is something we have to pay attention to. It's been ongoing for a very long time.
Okay.
People stigmatize people or patients with mental illness, whereas mental illness is just another chronic illness, just like hypertension and diabetes. And I don't think anybody with diabetes or hypertension is being stigmatized. And moving forward, I think we need to increase our awareness and let people know that, okay, anybody can come down with mental illness. And in fact, there's a 1% chance that everybody can come down with mental illness. Hmm. And as such, we shouldn't stigmatize, but rather support them. I think the most important thing is our awareness. We should increase awareness about mental illness, that it can happen to anybody, and it is not contagious. It is not contagious.
So if someone who has it sits beside you, you should still feel safe.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Helen Timitabu, tell us. Why is it that people find it difficult to talk about their mental health, you know, for the fear of being stigmatized? Well, what is responsible for this?
I can say fear of unknown is part of it. According to, I'd like to add to what doctor said.
Okay.
Fear of unknown is part of it. But just like you said, anybody that wants to enter a psychiatric hospital, the kind of impression that people will have towards that individual is that this man has is mentally ill, let me put it that way. So it's part of the reason for the theme for this year's Mental Health Day. It strategizes on reducing stigma attached to people with that are mentally challenged. Let me put it there. I don't want to use the wrong word.
Okay, that's good because I don't like to use most Nigerians. Even when you're angry, they say, are you mad? Even in some places where you're angry, they say, are you mad or something? They'll be like, oh, that means the person's angry. But the word mad, I think it should be taken out of the lexicon. But let's talk about mental health real quick. Mental health. How does this affect us as a people? What is mental health first? And how does this affect us as a people? Let's start with you.
All right. Thank you. Before I talk about mental health, let me briefly say what health is itself.
Okay.
So health is a state of physical, mental, and social well-being, and it's just not merely the absence of disease. So to say you have a good health, you have to have a good mental health as well.
It's so there's no health without mental health.
Of course, yes. And moving on to mental health is a state of well-being whereby an individual knows their capabilities, they know their ability, they can communicate well, they can do some things in a rational way, and they are in touch with the reality. So anything that goes above that or beyond that, or deviates from that rather,
yes,
you can say there is a problem.
Okay, you want to add to it or remove?
Okay, in addition to what she said, anybody that is mentally fit should be able to work productively, should be able to cope with environment and a community, is our community as a whole. Mental health is total health. Mental health is total health. That is why one needs to prioritize his or her mental health. It should be a priority. It should be a priority. In fact, the thing for this year is what mental health says. Mental health is a fundamental human right.
Okay.
So everybody has right to be mentally okay, irrespective of race, social or economic status of the individual, religion, ethnicity, and so on. We are all entitled to mental fitness. So that is the theme for the major reason for this year's theme. Let me put it that way.
Okay, now for people who would say that when they say the word mental health, they just believe that the person has, but differentiate for us mental health, mental illness. What is the differentiation?
Okay. According to the definition she said before,
yes,
it was defined by World Health Organization, that is a state of well-being in which an individual can cope with his or society. The person can work productively, he can relate with people well. What I mean by relating with people well is that the behavior of the individual should suit the environment. But the other way around, when one is mentally challenged, the person will not be able to cope with his society in the sense that there will be some abnormalities, there will be derailments in individuals' behavior.
Okay.
Even the speech will be affected as well. So it's like I'm trying to tell you part of symptoms of mental illness. The individual may withdraw from society.
Okay.
He or she prefers staying alone. Most times, speech may become irrational.
Okay.
And may be incoherent. And if you engage in discussion with such individual, there may be a deviation from topic of discussion. And there may be hallucination as well. The individual may be seeing or hearing what others that surround him are not hearing.
Are not hearing.
Yes.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you said something about it that one in four persons, or maybe one in eight persons, although yes, fact has it that one in four persons will have a mental illness in one's lifetime. And also, the WHO statistics also talks about that one in eight persons is having a mental health challenge. Now, what would you say is due to what you have, due to what you have discovered over time in the course of a career, you know, meeting people and all that, what would you say will be like the top three mental health challenge or mental health disorder? And why would you say that is? The ones that you say, like, is the top three most common?
Okay. Thank you very much. The top three most common mental health problem would include a mood disorder.
Mood disorder?
Especially the depressive disorder, which is said to be the second commonest cause of disability worldwide, aside the cardiovascular diseases. Also, we have what we call schizophrenia.
Okay.
And also, we have bipolar affective disorder. It's also a mood disorder, but it is when there's symptoms of depression and also manic symptoms, or when patient has manic symptoms more than once. Or it's, yes.
Okay. So, but here in Nigeria.
And let me just add, although you said top three, but there are some mental disorders that are also common, but you know, due to being in a tertiary institution, we don't get to see them often. Okay. Like we have the anxiety disorder.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the anxiety.
Anxiety disorder as well is quite common, and most of the time they go to general practitioners. They sometimes when it's not that severe, it might be overlooked as you are not this and all that. So it's also very common, and among women, you know, we have this postpartum
okay.
depression.
All of these challenges you listed, are there features maybe for someone to look out for? Maybe you see a neighbor or family member exhibiting any of these things, you get to call, Ambe, you know. you want to enlighten us on those?
Yes, thank you. Yes, there are some things.
You talk about schizophrenia.
Yes, I talk about the mood symptoms, mood disorders. Depression and bipolar, anxiety
and
disorder.
Bipolar, okay.
Okay, so I think the first thing, most of the times,
yes,
there is this sleep deprivation.
Okay.
Patients don't, people don't get to sleep well. And most of the time, all these symptoms might manifest with sleep problem. It's just a sleep problem, but the characteristics of this sleep problem is very important.
Okay.
Like in cases of a patient with depressive symptoms, the patient might sleep too much or might not get to sleep, and even when they sleep too much, they don't feel refreshed when they wake up in the morning.
They still feel tired
even though they've slept so much, they still feel tired, and sometimes they don't even get to sleep well.
Okay.
So in the extreme of it, like in patient with many symptoms, they might sleep for very little time, but they feel so well, they feel so refreshed, like they've had all
just
sleep.
4 hours sleep or 3 hours sleep, and they're good,
or even less, and they are everywhere, hyperactive. You know, they want to do everything, and they kept on not completing the task at hand before moving on to the next. They are easily distractible. Yes. So also is in severe cases, you can have a patient with hallucinations. Hearing voices of unseen persons in clear consciousness, not when they are sleeping or when they are unconscious. They have to be alert. It's when they are in the conscious state, and they still hear these voices. It's the content differs depending on the type of the mental illness they have. Also, patients can have disorganized speech, like she mentioned earlier.
Yes,
you know, the speech is not relevant. You're telling them something, and they're saying something else. Like, okay, what is your name? And the person says, okay, I heard rice yesterday. You know, it's totally different from. Okay, in appearance of, let's even go to the appearance, this patient might have neglected their hygiene, their personal care. They might find it difficult to look straight into your eyes and avoid.
Okay, they can't keep eye contact.
And, you know, they have just this disorganized behavior, you know, moving around, doing restless, inability to sit still, depending on the type of mental illness. And their mood, depending on type of mental illness as well, the mood might be depressed in a depressed patient, might be elated in patient with many episodes. Then the thought process too, like I said, there might be normal, there might be increase or decrease stream of thought, the way the person, you know, just saying everything at a time, wants you to listen to everything or wants to say everything at a time. Then the content, you know, the patient might be deluded, there might be delusion, but there are some criteria to mean to say someone is deluded.
Okay.
This, their belief must be out of the context of their cultural background, their educational background.
Okay.
You understand? So, if in a depressive patient, there might be suicidal ideation.
Okay.
There might be suicidal ideation. Even in a patient with schizophrenia that is recovering, there's gained insight into their illness. They might be
suicidal.
They might
as
be suicidal. Like, oh, I've done this. I'm not happy about it.
Okay.
Okay. So sometimes people might feel, okay, I'm thinking about something, I didn't tell anybody, but people know about it. So they have this feeling that people know about what they think about, what their thought process is, whereas nobody knew about it. But it is, they just believed so. And also they feel like, okay, someone is talking about me when nobody's talking about them. Or sometimes they might feel, I'm so important that they have to talk about me on radio, on television.
When you're feeling so important, he's also a psychic.
Yes.
Oh dear.
I'm the next president, when in fact you don't even have any political ambition, you know, feeling so important, feeling like our God, our savior, and all that. So also, I mentioned.
So when you put yourself into character on into something you're not. Let's say, for example, you say, I'm a pastor.
Okay.
And really, you're not a pastor. Yeah. Or maybe I'm a doctor. And really, you're not a doctor. And you're having that belief that, hey, I am a doctor. Okay. So you're saying it's a psychiatric problem.
That's a mental problem. That's why I said it has to, there are some criteria to look at. Like, it has to be out of the context. Like the social context, the cultural context, and the educational background of the person. Okay, for instance, someone might be a quack nurse.
Okay.
And an auxiliary nurse, and by virtue of being a male person, people might call him a doctor, and as such, he might take himself as a doctor. You can't say that person is deluded.
Okay.
But someone that has not gone to medical school
and just has the belief
has
that
not learned it anywhere, or has not had any knowledge of health practitioner or anything, and just come out and say, "I'm a doctor, I can heal you," or "I'm a pastor, I can heal you," without any calling, without being in church, or not having any congregation, or not even have any calling, or not even religious. And so all of a sudden, this thing starts happening to the person.
Okay.
You have to, you know, check in some areas, not just because someone says this thing and you just tag the person as being deluded.
Okay.
Like it's commonly done sometimes.
All right, so now let's talk Nigeria now. Economic challenge is biting hard. Fuel subsidy was removed, fuel subsidy is gone, and yes, we saw the resultant effects here and there. Price of everything just went up. The price of goods and services, issue of inflation, floating of the naira, and all these are the challenges that people go through, and people do not even prepare for this. Now, what sort of impact does it have on the mental health? And if there's an impact, how do parents make sure that they still stay sane? You know, I'm talking about parents and guardians. What measures should they take to stay sane? Because as a parent, they've not increased your salary, but the price of everything is up there. Crate of egg is going to about maybe 4,000 naira now. Price of gas, a kilogram, is 1,200. And all of it. Now, you bought that crate of egg that you buy before, 1,000 naira, it's 4,000. You bring it to the house. Your little boy just, daddy, and let me use it to play table tennis, and boah, bust like 10 out of it. Some parents, you know, might want to transfer aggression. You know. Now, how do parents at this time, parents who are trying to pay school fees, house rent, everything, how do you manage to stay sane in all of this? What are the measures? What measures should they take to just stay sane in that area?
Thank you, presenter. And permit me to use the word emotional their emotional torture. Permit me to use that
torture.
Word. Yes. There is emotional torture everywhere because of the present economic situation of the country. You are quite right. Majority of our parents are highly irritable towards their words. They are unduly irritable because of this torture. And that is the reason when we did this rally day before yesterday, we tried to educate people on how to cope, just like you, the question you asked. I realized that people do put their words to expensive schools. I mean, parents, they put their words to expensive schools that they cannot cope with. We use this opportunity, regarding this year's team, that to educate people on how to manage their
resources.
They should cut their coats according to their clothes. They should do that. In a situation one cannot cope with the kind of tuition fee in a private school, you are free to move your children out of the place. We are not in this world to compete with anybody.
Yes.
Life is not about competition. It is not about competition at all. Now, how do one gain his or her sanity as a parent? Number one, just like I said, the area of managing resources is very important. I will go back to this. You can budget your expenses for a week. This week, I'm not going to spend more than this.
Okay.
I'm not going to spend more than, no matter what. I don't pray for any emergency. God forbid. One can land in hospital when you don't even expect. And besides that, family demands at times can alter one's plan. So in the absence of those two things, one can make budget. This week, I'm not going to spend than this. And there are other things that I can also advise. One can change his or her environment for a period of time, provided the person is financially okay. I'm referring to parents.
Okay.
Through, by traveling, that's what I mean. Just to reduce tension of workplace and even the tension at home. Instead of becoming unduly irritable, directing aggression towards children, that could be done. And besides that, we are in social media world. I pray that we always have money to subscribe for data.
My data.
Yes. We can go to Instagram. We see funny things that make you laugh, that will brighten your mood. Go to social media, go to Instagram, Facebook, and a lot of them like that. In fact, it will cool your tension within that period. I'm talking from experience. Whenever I realize I'm becoming moody,
yes,
let me put it that way, I just pick my phone and make sure I...
Just to laugh things off.
To laugh things out. And we can also check on our loved ones. Check on people through calls, through messages. You can even visit them as well. Visit people, friends and family, neighbors. I don't say once you... What I mean by visiting neighbors is this. It depends on...
The kind of neighbor.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Okay,
it depends on the kind of neighbor. So that one will not doubt his or her integrity. Because when you have visited somebody that you don't appreciate you, they think you are becoming intrusive to their affairs.
Yes.
They will think or that they may even become paranoid towards that person. But there's no way you not have a bestie. Let me put it that way. So when you can go to them, call them, just like I said, message, check on somebody, family specifically, that you have not heard from. Him or instead of saying there is pressure everywhere, Jarim, he doesn't call him, she doesn't, I will not call her to him. You don't know what that person may be passing
through as well.
Yes, one will not know. And when one is facing challenges that that is becoming overwhelming, you can confide in an individual. This thing is happening to me. Even if she cannot, if he or she cannot provide solutions to this, for you to have ventilated your mind, it's a source of relief.
It's a social. All right,
on its own.
All right, Dr. Olakosi, are there other ways, as parents, okay, to stay sane? What measures, you know? Do you have other ways you want to advise us?
Just to buttress what she just said, I think planning is very important.
Okay.
And not to be rigid with our plans, because with in view of the economic crisis, things changes. Change is just the only constant thing. It changes overnight and all that. So we should plan, but not be rigid with our plan. And also, we should cut our coats to our sizes.
True.
Then again, we should watch who we look up to, who we use as a role model.
Okay. And
we should not stay in competition with anybody.
Mm.
Yes, we should build good social relationships. It also helps as well. We should be good social relationship, and we should try to learn how to cope with difficulties.
All right, so let's bring in religion now. Okay, let's talk about mental health and religion. I've heard scenarios of situations whereby someone is exhibiting some traits, characters, and first thing they do is go to church. I heard of some churches whereby they use brooms to flog them and flog out the thing, whatever the thing that they flog out. All right, so but try and enlighten us. Is this the right way to go? And also, for people who still indulge in such character or such, what would you tell them when someone is acting this way? Should church be the mosque or heba or whatever that they take them to? Is that the solution, or should they be taken to a hospital whereby a professional would be able to check them?
All right, thank you. We can't take our religion away from us, especially in our country. But then, like I mentioned earlier, awareness is very important. If you notice any abnormality in any of your relatives or friends, I think the best thing to do is to take them to health practitioner, even if it is at primary level, level, they can be assessed and be referred to appropriate cultures. Why we still pray for them or do whatever religious rites we want to do for them, we can't take our religion away from us, but then we should seek the right step first while we pray that the right step we are seeking works for them.
Mrs. Temitoko Ngremi, let's also look at this issue of depression. There are some people, I remember there was a time I didn't know, I they gave me breakfast. Okay, yeah, a lady like that way back.
Sorry.
All right, so
sorry,
way back, and I didn't know that I'd gone into depression because I wasn't sleeping, I didn't know until maybe a year or two after, when I was narrating what happened to me to a psychiatrist, and I was like, Benga, you were depressed, and there are so many people out there who don't even know when they are depressed. They just hear the word depression. They don't really know what it means. They don't even know, I am starting to get into that point of depression, or maybe get to clinical depression, whatever. But how can someone say he or she is depressed? And at what point should one say that, hey, I need help? So what do you have to say here?
Okay. That will lead me to defining depression.
Okay.
Just use a simple language. Depression is just is a state of persistent sadness, overwhelming sadness, and withdrawal from society and loss of interest in previously enjoyed activities. What I mean by loss of interest in previously enjoyed activities is that maybe the person is the party type that likes going to party, the affected individual.
Okay.
The interest will be, will fade away, let me put it that way. There will be a social isolation. There will be persistent moodiness.
Okay.
there will be loss of appetite. The person will not be able to eat well. And it's either the person sleeps excessively or...
He's not sleeping enough.
At times, there will be weepy spell. The individual will just be crying repeatedly. Be crying. I mean, the affected person, the person that has suffered depression. Besides that, there will be neglect of personal hygiene. You have to beg them to bath. Neglect of personal hygiene. So don't let me extend beyond that.
Okay.
And besides, I think I've mentioned the social isolation.
Yes.
They can lock themselves up for days. Even if they don't lock themselves up in their rooms, they will not feel like talking to anybody. I mean, a depressed individual will not feel like talking to anybody at all. And they used to have this idea of delusion of unworthiness.
Unworthiness.
When you say an individual saying, who am I? Me that I'm poor, let me put it that way. I want people to understand me well. That's what I'm choosing my words. I don't have anything. Do I even worth being in this life?
Okay.
Do I even worth being in this life? And there may be another form of delusion. It is called a nihilistic delusion. An individual may think some parts of his or her body are absent.
Oh, really?
Like stomach. An individual can tell you that I don't think I have stomach again. And the commonest ones that can make you sense that it seems this person is getting depressed is suicidal ideation.
Suicidal thought.
It went on one day. You should not overlook such statements.
So all of these things should point out that, hey, I need help. Yep. I need to see a professional.
Exactly.
All right, so now we can't talk about mental health without talking substance abuse. As a parent, how do you know when your child is dealing with substance abuse? What do you have to say?
Okay, so most of the times, these children have a way of hiding these things. But there are some things to look out to, just like your questions.
Yes.
Okay, so this child is someone that is taking substance and has been addicted to it, would by all means look for ways to get the substance away because they are dependent on it already. So, and for a child that is not working or that is even working, might start to steal to fund this habit.
Okay.
They might start to sell properties in the house, take things in the house. They might start to lie to get things from their parents and all of that. And in the extreme of it, this child can start to neglect things that they usually derive pleasures from, like, okay, do house chores, they don't want to do it, or even neglect their personal hygiene for this substance use, and neglect things that they like doing before for this substance. So as a parent, we should also look out for, the group of friends these children are keeping. Do they come up late at night? Do they come home, are they going out more than they usually do compared to yes. So those are some of the things we should look out for in our world. Also, the fact that if someone that is still in school,
yes,
their academic performance, has it gone down? Is it still at the same level?
Yes.
We should check on our words in school, even when they are in tertiary institution, which where this
most times they
fall in the hands of wrong set of people.
Okay.
So we should always check on them. In fact, check on their check the department for their grades and all that, they are doing well. If they still even come to classes, because for some they might decide not to go to class because they derive more pleasure.
All right, so let's also look at issue of genetics now. Is mental health illness genetic? All right, and also can it be discovered or tested before marriage? Let's say, for example, someone who's maybe the dad or maybe someone in the family, or, either the dad has it, can it be passed down to the child? you know, through maybe genetics or something. And also when that person grows up to be a man or a woman, can it be tested, like discovered, oh, there's something inside your blood system that shows that, okay, you have something, and because of that we need to part ways? Can it be discovered?
Thank you, presenter. Before marriage, let me use a simple response to that. It can't be discovered. There is no thing to measure. There is, don't misquote me, there are things to measure if one is mentally fit, but it's not something that can be relied on.
Okay.
Let me put it that way. It can't be relied on. You can't rely on the fact that I've tested an individual, except the person exhibits those psychotic features.
Okay.
It's not easy to test or to confirm that this, don't marry this lady, don't marry this guy, except if, you know, in olden days, our families, our parents, they will go to the extent of investigating on families that they are, well, their children want to marry. Through that investigation, they may discover maybe there's a psychiatric patient in that home. I'm sorry for using the word psychiatric patient. It's a mentally challenged individual in that family.
Okay.
That is the only and another means that it can be discovered. You asked another question. Okay, you said, is it hereditary?
Yes.
Yes, mental illness is hereditary. We have treated cases that an individual, we have 4 children, 2 out of them may have mental illness. Even twins.
Oh.
Yes, they can even break down mentally at the same time. They be admitted same day. We have seen cases like that. We bring twins for admission.
Okay.
So it is highly hereditary.
All right.
Especially if the in female part. From female side.
Okay.
From female side, it is highly hereditary.
Hereditary. Mm. All right. Let's also, there's this talk, most times I hear it most of the time. Oh, this one, oh yeah, ballet, that's why you're acting this way. Now, can injuries to the head lead to mental challenge? Maybe injuries, maybe as a child, or maybe the person just had an accident, or maybe the way he hits the head on a hard surface, you know, can it, you know, tamper with something inside there and, you know, scatter the mechanisms in there and thereby one to lead to mental health challenge?
Yes, that's very true.
Very true.
Yes, head injury can predispose to having mental illness, but I must emphasize that there are factors we call predisposing, precipitating, and perpetuating factors.
Okay.
And when there is probability that when there is predisposing factor in a patient, predisposing factor like genetic factor talked about, there is high risk that when this patient is predisposed there's perpetuating factor, then this patient comes down with mental illness.
Okay.
And in some cases there are even no predisposing factor, just this precipitating and perpetuating factor, and this patient comes down with mental illness. Yes. For your question, head injury can predispose to mental illness.
And also, let's talk about children. Is being forgetful as a child, is it a sign of mental health challenge? You know, being forgetful, whereby leading to low grades in academics, is it a sign of a mental health challenge?
Okay. So, being forgetful.
Yes.
Leading to low grade.
Yes.
Like as a child,
as a young person, primary school, secondary school.
Okay, so we have to consider the pregnancy, the labor, delivery of this child. What happened during pregnancy? When the mother was pregnant with the child, what happened to the mother? Was she sick? Does she had virus illness?
Okay.
Bacterial illness that wasn't properly treated.
Hmm.
Even as low as common as malaria. Okay, did she receive antenatal care in a certified center?
Proper antenatal care.
Proper antenatal care, yes. And also at delivery, was there adverse event. Was okay. there asphyxia, like maybe when they say the child did not cry immediately after birth, and that's okay. some measures has to be put in place before. So the time that this child did not cry means okay, maybe there is
oxygen.
No, there is no blood flow to the okay, yes, there is no oxygen to the brain at the time, which could cause some cell death at that time, which could not manifest when the child grow older.
Okay.
So all these factors can predispose to a child having intellectual disability. Maybe that's what you mean by
being forgetful,
or some learning disabilities.
Yeah, learning disabilities.
Yes, or some learning disabilities. Yes, this can predispose to it.
All right then, we need to go on this quick break, and when we're back, we'll talk about drugs and music, how it affects mental health. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't touch that radio. It's still Fresh 107.9 FM.
Oshiabu for Viva Plus or Gala Oshiabu for Latowa Aspira.
Guy, if I tell you all this plenty airtime and data, who are they take flex? Now dash glow dash me, you go believe.
No dash get for this kind of economy. I beg you.
Day Diana, as I buy my glow sim like this spirit, I first collect 1,000 naira welcome bonus, Sarah. As I come recharge, bam, glow knock me 10 times airtime bonus. I also enjoy double data. Join.
Wait, oh, you mean 1,000 naira welcome bonus?
Yes.
Plus 10 times airtime bonus.
Yes.
Plus double data again.
Yes.
Papa, for which universe now?
The glow break at the universe now. You want try?
Oh, more. No wonder boys they flex anyhow on top phone 247 non-stop. Hey, I talk calm.
My people, not let grass grow under your Lego. Go get your glow sim today. Dial *777# to buy and enjoy 10 times airtime bonus plus up to double data. Offer day for both new and existing subscribers there.
Glow Unlimited.
The meta Benny ele kupa lori 3020 loju opo MTN Airtel ati Nine Mobile bayi bakan na ogun eyan ni o ma je awon ebun losese lori 3020 kilo tun duro wo pe 3020 tabi ki o test *3020# loju opo MTN Airtel ati Nine Mobile dawo ibere meta lona to dangajia ki o le lanfani lati kopa ninu iyiko to rire to ma nwaye ni gbogbo opin ose bibi to ti lanfani lati je okan lara awon ebun bi television home theater solar products gas cooker microwave oven fan blender ebowo ati bebe lo ti ma tete si gbogbo eto ti Dr. Yinka Yefele n satokun e lori ikoni Fresh FM ni gbogbo ojo Sunday lati mo bi o ba wa lara awon lorire ti o ma je awon ebun 3020 ti gberege jige akoko ti e na re lati jebun
3020
ajeje owo kan gberun dori agbajo owo la fi soya awon agbe lo ran mi si yin o ise agbe pe ere to n be lori ri oko agbe po agbarijo awon agbe n fe ki won na wa je mudomudu ise agbe tin so ni idoloro nipa di darapo mo won iwadi ti e fi han wa pe lodun to nbo iresi ofada agbadu ati paki ma gbe opolopo awon agbe lowo soke ju ti atayin wa lo iwo na titi wa darapo mo awon agbe ti ki damo ti won si n je re repete o le fi o kere tan 54000 naira bere yato si pe 54000 naira to fi dokowo lori ogbin iresi ofada agbadu ati paki ma di 75600 naira odidi odun kan ta bo ni wa tun fi ni anfani alailegbe fifi kaadi raja omo egbe agbe FEP10 ra oniruru awon ire oko lo je awon agbe FEP10 le meji lose pelu edinwo ida to sara oto lati darapo mo omo egbe agbe FEP10 pe 081 0975 7565 October 15 ni igbaniwole omo egbe agbe FEP10 ele kanuru e ma wa so pe o
And we're back on radio. It is still the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station, Fresh 107.9 FM. I'm Bill Kutai. Let's talk drugs and music this time. Now, many young folks are of the belief that without cannabis and its disciples, talk about the other things those, you know, people take, you know, that they can't be inspired to bring down music from, they call it, from the waves up there. So because of that, they just need to smoke, they have to do all sort of things. And many believe that cannabis speeds up the brain and thereby stretching its capacity. How true is this? Let me start with you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Nick. Okay. I will call that a myth.
A myth.
Without drug, you can't function or you can't sing well.
Okay.
Well, let me just say briefly that these psychoactive substances increases a neurotransmitter in the brain we call dopamine.
Okay.
Which gives the pleasurable effect. But again, not just the psychoactive substances. Other things can give this can increase this dopamine and give this pleasurable effect, but probably not as much as psychoactive substance would do. And that's why people, you know, are keen to taking more substances. Then, okay, the cannabis that you mentioned, the cannabis has been said to be at low dose a depressant and a high dose an hallucinogen. How do I mean?
Okay.
This substance actually depresses the brain, and at a very high doses, it can cause perceptual disturbances like hearing voices.
Okay.
You know, being in loss of touch with reality. And there are facts that cannabis itself also increase the chance of people coming down with mental illness. Yes, it increases the chance by about twofold, and in people that take too much of it, it decreases about sevenfold.
Okay.
So yes, these psychoactive substances give you some temporary pleasures.
Okay.
Which seems like, okay, it helps you to do all of these things. But on the long run, it does more harm than good. So aside even this major mental illness, it can cause even forgetfulness.
Okay.
At yourself when someone is dependent. So yes, this psychoactive substances does increases this dopamine, but other things can do it as well. And without psychoactive substances, you can function well, especially on a very long time.
On a long term.
Unlike psychoactive substances that, you know, give you this temporary
satisfaction,
pleasure, but on a longer term, it causes more harm than good.
All right, so let's also look at here in Ogun State, because as we wind down, is there a helpline in Ogun State for an individual to call or get to talk to a professional, most especially for people who might be scared of walking to the hospital? Is there a helpline that one can actually call and say that, okay, 911, please, something is going on?
I can't answer that. You have an idea.
I'm not aware as well.
So there is no helpline. So that means there should be some sort of advocacy, you know, for the state government and the federal government to do some sort of helpline, most especially for people who can't go to walk into the hospital, most especially in Ogun State. And I believe Mr. Governor is listening, and you know, some of his commissioners would be listening, or his SAs would listen, and we should have a helpline for people who can't walk into the neuropsychiatric and, you know, just to get to talk to a professional. And also, let's talk about career opportunities. Okay, first off, do we have enough psychiatrists in Niger?
No.
And for someone who would be listening right now and maybe develops interest and say, okay, I want to also care for the mentally challenged, what should be the requirements? Are there opportunities? Is it that, okay, when I join, oh, my salary will now be 10,000, you know, or should I just, because I know that I believe that your career or your job is also, the jackpot syndrome is also affecting you.
Exactly.
So what are the opportunities involved?
If an individual wants to become a psychiatric nurse,
yes,
he must have his wife, the person must be a science student.
A science student, okay.
Because chemistry, physics, biology, and other science and related
courses
are very, very important. Essential.
Okay.
Yes. Besides, since last year, no, we are starting this year. It must sit for jump.
Okay.
Although I don't know the score. The score, the required score, I don't know, but the individual must sit for jump because it has become colleges of nursing. No, it is no more addressed as schools are no more addressed as school of nursing.
Okay.
It has become colleges of nursing. So after having, if the individual is certified fit for the course, because you have to go through interview. That's why I go straight to the point that if the individual has the chance of being admitted, you first do general nursing.
Okay.
General nursing. So after general nursing, it is very, very compulsory. You can't go to school of psychiatric nursing or college of psychiatric nursing straight like that.
You
so
need after to go through general nursing.
General nursing. So after general nursing, the individual can now go for psychiatric nursing.
Okay, is it the same thing with you as well?
Okay. Thank you for this question. I've actually been asked several times, even for some patients that really want to venture into psychiatry. And I noticed most times they are being misled by the information. Yes, like I mentioned earlier, there are not enough psychiatrists. And the few ones are being overworked.
Are being overworked?
Yes. So,
okay.
And the opportunities, but first, the person has to graduate from medical school as a medical doctor. The first thing is to be
okay
a medical doctor.
You need to graduate as a medical doctor first.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, being a medical doctor, house job, NYC, then you can write what we call primary. Primary is like a common entrance to enter into residency.
Okay.
So in residency, you become a registrar. No, after writing, become a registrar, senior registrar, then a consultant. Then you can practice as a specialist, as a psychiatrist.
As a psychiatrist. Wow. Yes. And that's like how many years now?
Okay, for the medical school, at least
the whole thing. Okay, medical school will take 6 years.
6 to 7 years.
6 to 7 years. It depends on how brainy you are. Okay. 6 to 7 years, okay? Then.
Not how brainy.
Okay, no, we should add brainy and ASU to it, everything altogether.
Okay. So.
7 years.
7 years.
Okay,
and then. The residency program is between 5 to 7 years as well. It's a long time, but it's worth it.
Yeah, it is worth it. But anyway, thank you so much for coming to the studio to have this conversation with me. I've been speaking with Helen Temitope Ogunremi, the Chairman Association of Psychiatric Nurses, ARO Unit, and also Dr. Bolanle Olakosi, who is the Chief Senior Registrar, Neuropsychiatric Hospital, ARO Abeokuta, and also the Association of Psychiatric Nurses of Nigeria, Neuropsychiatric Hospital, actually presented an award of excellence to Fresh 107.9 FM, and this is in recognition of our outstanding performance in health-related programs. Thank you so much. The Association of Psychiatric Nurses of Nigeria. Thank you so much for doing this for us. We'll be back again on Monday by the special grace of God. My name is Binga Oreshegun. I'm the man you just have to love. Keep your FM dial plugged on the radio dial, Fresh 107.9 FM. Have a beautiful Wednesday morning.
Broadcasting around the world, this is Fresh 107.9.
Gbogbo wa la ni awon code ta fin se dede code ore code egbe ati code ayanfe code glow ti wa lode bayi o pelu code glow e o ni anfani si awon asayan glow pelu irorun lati ba awon asoju onibara glow soro lesekese ete 300 lati yan airtime tabi data ete code *303# lati se ayewo airtime lori glow ete *310# sugbon lati se ayewo data ete *323#. Fifi recharge card sinu phone ete *311# recharge card pin # lati wole si eto data glow ete *312# lati pin data pelu elomiran *321#. Eyi to wa dara ju nbe ni pe te ba fe ran ti code eyikeyi ete *301# lẹsẹkẹsẹ ẹ o ni anfani lati ri aṣayan awọn code glow e kaabo.